Okay. This week's parsha is Parshas Baloscha. Baloscha starts off with the lighting of the menorah. Aaron's instructed to light the menorah. And that's his obligation going forward, as we know, by the Bereshit Shalimor, Daber El Aaron, Marta Ela, Baloscha, and Eros, and Wolpenet, Menorah, Yerush, Shabbos, and Eros. Rashi famously quotes the Medrash, explaining and asking, why is there a connection between this parsha and the parsha of the Nisim? And Rashi gives a famous answer that Aaron HaKohen and Chalisha Sadas, he felt bad because that he himself and the Shevet in general were excluded from the offering of the Nisim, the Korbanos that they gave for the Chanukas HaMishkan, for the Chanukas of Abayis of the Mishkan. And therefore he felt bad about it, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforted him by offering the ability to light the menorah. The Ramban famously says that this menorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referencing is really a symbol for the menorah in the future that B'nai Aaron are going to be involved in lighting the menorah when it comes to Hanukkah itself. But going back to the measures itself, leaving aside the Ramban's twist, what exactly is the nechama that Aaron is receiving by having the opportunity to light the menorah? They have nothing to do with each other, seemingly. On the one hand, you have korbanos, which are offered by the Nisim, these grandiose korbanos, right? We know that Naso is the longest parsha in the entire Torah, and the reason why it's so long has nothing to do with the actual halachas which are involved there, but has to do with the numerous psukim which are dedicated to seemingly the same exact korbanos that were offered again and again by each of the Nisim. So what is exactly going on? What is the comfort that Aaron HaKohen feels by being able to light the menorah? So I think if one takes a look at some of the Rishonim and the Mefarshim, this is also very much highlighted by a famous Reb Chaim that explains the Rambam, that the menorah, the avodas menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash Begadol is very unique. It's known as an avodah tamidis. That and Reb Chaim very much focuses on this. Reb Chaim says that the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is not to light the menorah, but rather to keep the menorah lit, to ensure that the menorah is lit constantly. And that's the tamidis of the menorah. That's the constancy that exists within this avodah in particular. And I think that the deeper idea that the Medrash are trying to convey is that the nechama for Aaron HaKohen is, well, it may be true that the Nesiim have this grandiose, one-time-in-history opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim by offering these very special, unique korbanos. You, Aaron HaKohen, have the ability to be constantly involved in Avodas Hashem, to be constantly have the opportunity to bring yourself closer to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And the yisod of the Medrash, I think, is a very, very powerful one. Is a lot of times we have, you know, grandiose events. We're in yeshiva for an entire year, which separates us away from the rest of the world. Or we have, you know, a very inspiring moment, inspiring shir, inspiring kumdus, whatever the case may be, and we look to those moments for inspiration and opportunity. But really where a person is able to gain true nechama and also to be able to grow in a significant and eternal way is through what Aaron HaKohen had the opportunity to do, and that is the avodah tamidis of the menorah, the day in, day out dedication to avodas Hashem. Listen, Aaron HaKohen is much more famous, you know, and his impact is felt much more eternally than whatever the Nesim were able to dedicate in that one time in history event to the Avodas HaMishkan, to the Chanukas HaMishkan. Aaron HaKohen, his constancy within Avodas Hashem and his ability to contribute to Am Yisrael is something which is certainly more eternal. And I think the Yisod HaDavar lies within the fact that he had the opportunity to be constantly involved in the Avodas Hashem as encapsulated by the Avodas HaMenorah. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.